I enjoy playing my instrument for people who are part of a captive audience. They may attend a concert or a church performance or even a basketball game. In each case, people are there to listen and enjoy themselves. Josh Bell, a famous concert violinist, agreed to be a street musician once, but he said he'd never do it again. I feel the same way, and I want to tell you why. I was in Fountain Square in front of an abandoned building last fall. As I set up my flute and began to play, I noticed something. No one was paying attention. No one stopped to compliment me or to listen to what I was playing. I felt almost invisible. When I was a street performer, no one cared about what music I was playing. For example, I started playing A Whole New World from the movie Aladdin by ear. Pedestrians just walked right by me. No one even looked at me. I had become a chameleon, blending in with my surroundings. I'm used to people saying what a wonderful job I did at my playing. While street performing, no one said anything to me at all. This made me wonder if I had played well. I also thought I wouldn't get stage fright like I do on stage at school, but I was wrong again. I wasn't as nervous, but the thought of people ignoring me was unsettling. Playing my flute on the street humbled me. It made me realize that people won't always pay attention to me and my performing. It also made me worry if I was any good. Being a street musician made me realize that not everyone is going to pay attention to what you do. Neither will they always like it. Honestly, I think that street performing is something that you have to be conditioned to do. I thought street performing was going to be a breeze. I was wrong. I learned a very important lesson that day. Josh Bell said that street performers have to put up a wall to protect themselves from being insulted by an uninterested audience. I agree. I think in order to street perform, you have to play for yourself, not for anyone else. You have to do this sort of thing for you, and you have to want to do this and not worry about what others think of you. For Y Press, I'm Katie Sturgar.